Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Some really cool stuff's been happening around the world of Girl and Duck of late. And oh my goodness, I've got to get back. I'm on my chair here. And there's lots to talk about. But I need to form it into some sort of cohesive podcast for you this afternoon here at Mission Control. And this is what happened. So I was looking through a notebook. I have loads of notebooks, obsessed with notebooks. Just those cheap Spirex ones, and I am always writing in them, ideas for Girl and Duck, ideas for stories, ideas for my business, ideas for the Slow Coach project, and a million other things, you know, quotes that or things that people have said. I write lots of notes when I talk to my own coaches. They just get filled up really, really quickly. And I don't have a very good system for keeping track of what's where. Everything's just in one of those notebooks, you know. And so this afternoon I wanted to pull together a new freebie for the website. So at the moment I've been adding a lot of more freebies to the Girl and Duck website. So I recently put the crackers up, the Girl and Duck crackers, which is a four-day email sequence where every day for 4 days you get writing prompts from me, and they are all designed and beautifully by Zoe Collins, who did a lot of graphic design for Girl and Duck back in the day when we first started. And those crackers I first released them in 2018 and they were super, super popular. And then I just forgot about them. Like they literally went into a ZZZ folder. And I just thought, oh my God, I've got those crackers just sitting there. They need to go back out into the world again. So I've put them into the freebies. So if you go to girlandduck.com and just click on freebies, you'll see the crackers and you can sign up for them. And they're really good fun. They're designed to get you writing straight away. Like they're no-brainers. All you need is a pad and a pen. Here we go again, notebooks and the crackers. And you will be taken to all sorts of weird places via those crackers. They will really get your imagination going because that's what they're designed to do. And I've used versions of them, you know, for many, many years when I've been teaching creative writing. But the other thing that I'm creating as well as another freebie for those who don't, you know, really want writing prompts or, you know, PDFs and stuff like that, for those who are more keen on video, I'm actually pulling together the top 5 videos from Q&Q Friday, Questions and Quacks, which was my Q&A program that I ran for a few years on YouTube and on Vimeo. So there's a lot of private videos there that didn't go out into the world where people wrote to me and asked me questions about writing. And so I sifted through about a month ago, I think it was, and I selected the top 5, the ones that I think would be the most helpful and that, you know, were sort of compilations of the most common questions that I got over and over again. So the Q&Q Friday top 5 is ready. I'm just looking for it because it needs to be edited a little bit. Some of those Q&Q Fridays, I read out poetry and stuff, and for copyright reasons and stuff, I need to take that out before I publish them to a big audience. It's okay to use poetry just within a confined teaching environment that Q&Q Friday was, but I don't think it's a great idea to put it out just, you know, willy-nilly as a freebie on your website. So they do need a little bit of editing. But once that's done, that will be a new freebie that will be over on the website. You'll be able to get those Q&A videos, and they are just packed with gold. but I can't remember which five I selected because there's like 150 something videos. So it took a while to choose my favorite five. And I can't remember where I wrote down the top five. So I had to pull out my notebooks and start sifting through to find where. I know it's somewhere. I know I've definitely saved it. I've even written, you know, cut at 25 minutes, blah, blah, blah. So editing instructions and everything for Geek Duck. But I just don't know where I've written it down. So it's really annoying. But as it would happen, while I was looking for those notes, I found another note. And that's what this big, long, rambling story is all about today. Because I found another note that was an idea for a podcast. And that's the podcast that I'm recording right now. So the idea that I had jotted down was to talk to you, dear listener, about why it was that I was not going to open Girl and Duck. The biggest reason why I hesitated about opening Girl and Duck, and this is, you know, the God honest truth, I really struggled with the fact that people weren't going to get results. Now, that's really using online business speak, you know, get results. I didn't think of it in those terms in those days. What I really mean is I was concerned that a lot of people would not reach their goals. They would never be published. They would never write a book. They would never get to where they wanted to go. And I found that so hard to come to terms with. I just thought, what's the point of, I felt like if I opened a creative writing school, somehow I'd be ripping people off. Because how dare I put stuff out there knowing that a lot of people were going to fail. As you can see, I was coming at it from a really, really stupid angle, wasn't I? Like, seriously? Because everybody who takes up the violin doesn't expect to play at Carnegie Hall, you know? Everybody that takes up painting doesn't expect to be on exhibition at the NGV. Just because you're not going to be the best or you're not going to win the Astrid Lindgren doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn about how to write books and how to write for children. And I'm actually ultimately not responsible for anybody's success. All I can do is provide what I think is the very, very best mentoring and training that I can. And so when I realized it was really the violin thing that got me, you know, when I realized that not everybody who learns the violin wants to play at Carnegie Hall, but can still have a fantastic time learning. And even if they play like, you know, like some old, I don't know, goose in the barn, you know, screeching like some sort of cat, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they're having fun and they're growing and they're expanding and they're learning and pushing themselves. That's, you know, it's all about the journey. The whole thing is about the journey. So when I realized that, I kind of gave myself permission to open Girl and Duck and to start teaching creative writing and just give everybody everything I knew, the very, very best of what I knew, and just put it together. And put it out there. I just allowed myself to do that. But it was a bit of a to-do. I really had to grapple with that question for quite a while. And of course, you know, it comes back to creating a business, you know, and charging prices. This is a battle that a lot of women go through, and I won't talk about it here on Girl and Duck because that's not the idea of this podcast. That's something that we'll be playing with over in the Slow Coach Project more and more. Especially, we're coming into April, and in April in the Slow Coach Project, we'll be talking a lot about money and money issues. But pricing is a very big thing for a lot of women in business, and asking for money in return for something that feels so natural to us. And for me, creative writing does feel natural. But again, I had to remember that I have a level of expertise in it, and it's something that I have honed and that I have spent way more than 10,000 hours developing. And so, of course, I deserve to be paid for my knowledge and for all the effort that goes into actually compiling the knowledge and presenting it in a, really user-friendly way. But when it came to writing sales pages and stuff, I still categorically would never ever say and have never ever said that by joining Girl and Duck, by joining the Duck Pond, by doing my courses, that you are going to get published. In fact, I very rarely have ever said anything about, you know, that suggests that I'm going to get you published, because I'm not going to get you published. You're going to get you published, yourself published. So I've never really put the Duck Pond out there or Girl and Duck out there as a path to publishing, but I have always talked about how important it is for you to do the work, to get around the right people, and to learn and to take responsibility for your learning. So that's where I'm always coming from. And one of the beautiful things that now about Girl and Duck is, and it's what I'm seeing again today, there was a beautiful post in the Duck Pond. Yet another person signed up with one of our beautiful boutique publishers here in Melbourne for a new picture book coming out. First timer, absolutely effusive, over the moon, you know, and thanking me really, really passionately for being so instrumental in her success. And those sorts of things make me really, really happy. And they also make me realize the thing that I've been saying all along. This is a long journey. This is a long game. And the whole Girl and Duck thing has been a long game too, because in order for me to see my clients get results, I've had to stick around for years, because everything moves so slowly. Our creativity, our ability to get our bum on the seat, our ability to finish things, our learning goes up and down and round and round. Okay. And then also getting published, if that is your goal, takes a long time. And the publishers move very slowly. And you can pitch, you know, in January and hear back in July. So, and then there'll be a whole lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and you may not get a contract till December. So, again, running a business like Girl and Duck and wanting to see people get results, you have to just cool your heels, you know, and let it unfold at its own pace. Let it move at its own pace and stick with it. And this is so much about what it's all about with creative writing. Let it unfold and stick with it and be committed to seeing it through, and have fun along the way, because the whole thing is all about the journey. It's never about the end product. If there is an end product, well, that's fantastic, and we will always celebrate that. But it's not the book. It's the person that you become by writing the book or illustrating the book. That's what it's all about. That's where the learning and the evolution for you as a human is. So that was what I had scribbled down into my notebook about, you know, why I didn't want to open Girl and Duck. And I was like, God, I'm so glad I did. You know, for my own sake, I've grown so much as a person since I started this business, but also for all the beautiful people that I've known and worked with and that I know their lives have been impacted for the better. I'm just so incredibly grateful that I saw it through and that I did it and I created it. But I also had scribbled down in my notes about, the analogy of climbing a mountain. So when you're climbing a mountain, it pays to go and see an expert before you go. It pays to do some training. I'm not talking about climbing a little hill out the back of the house. You know, I'm talking about, you know, going on a trek. And when you go on a trek, you need a lot of equipment. You need a lot of nous. You need to know stuff. And as a mentor and a coach and a teacher, I would never send you up the mountain of children's literature in a pair of shorts and a singlet with a tiny little bottle of water. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my very best to equip you with everything you need to know and everything you need to have, and even everything you have to have had experienced before you go on that journey or while you go on that journey. I'm there for you. I'm there for the long game. I've been here doing this for 6 years now. I'm seeing results. I'm seeing, we go to our Hall of Fame. I look in our Hall of Fame and it's hard to keep up, actually, keeping, you know, putting in, making the graphics and putting people in there and their books and their links to their websites and all that sort of stuff. Because the Hall of Fame, if you go to that on, if you go to Girl and Duck and go to the Duck Pond and click on the Hall of Fame, you'll see, you'll just see all the people that are achieving and having books published and multiple books published in some cases, in most cases, actually. Yeah, you'll see that. And for me, again, seeing that and seeing results is incredibly satisfying and gratifying. So again, feeling like I'm equipping people, it's up to you to climb the mountain, but I can help you, I can educate you, and I can cheer you on. And so that's what I do at Girl and Duck. And for those who don't make it to the top of the mountain and don't win the prize, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, because they're having so much fun along the way and they're meeting so many people and other opportunities are opening up for them. And that's something that I didn't sort of foresee, and that, but that is something that I've enjoyed seeing as well. I have really enjoyed seeing people who have traveled with us for a little while, a year or two, and then actually decided, you know what, I'm not really up for this gig, but I have found something else that I'm interested in, and I'm going to go and pursue that now. Often taking skills with them that they've acquired since they've been with us. So many skills, most skills are transferable. They take them with them. Sometimes they take, of course, take friendships with them. The friendships that are made in our community last and last for years. So the whole thing is always enriching. And I was saying to someone the other day, you know, there's no growth in the comfort zone. There's only comfort. You step out of the comfort zone, you step out of your comfort zone, and that's when you really start to grow. And that's what happens when you sign on the dotted line, when you commit, when you sign up to a course or you sign up to a membership or you join in with the community. You take that first tentative step. For some people, it's really scary. For others, it's a no-brainer. But you take that step, and that takes you to the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And so you expand, your comfort zone expands. What was once really scary and unknown becomes, you know, it becomes second nature. The whole industry, the whole publishing world, in terms of kidlit and stuff like that, it just becomes like, it's your home. It's the water you swim in. So yeah, that's really what I wanted to say today. Just, I can't climb the mountain for you, but I can sure as hell equip you. And it is my great pleasure to do that. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com. Or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer. J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.